Yesh mevav sif gimel. Asur lahaskir or lahashal behemter lena Yehudi. Kedei sheyaseh bat melacha b'Shabbos. You cannot rent or lend your animal to a goy. That the goy should use it for work on Shabbos. Shahara mitzuva al shvisas behemter. So different than we said before, that a person can have his keli by the goy and the goy is doing work with it, but a person cannot have his animal by the goy and the goy doing work with it, because a Jew's animal has to rest on Shabbos, even if the Jew is not doing any work with it. So there are two separate issurim when it comes to an animal. There's an issur of your animal that you own working on Shabbos, nothing to do with you, and goy can do it too. There's another issur of a Jew working with an animal on Shabbos, having an animal do work. So that's a separate issur called mechamer, where the person is having the animal do the work for him, for the Jew. That's even if it's not the Reuven, as our Jew over here, Reuven can't do work with animal, even if the animal belongs to a goy. Reuven cannot do work with an animal on Shabbos. A second problem is Reuven's animal can't be working on Shabbos, even if the one who's doing the work is a goy. Okay, what he can do is he can give it out with the condition that the goy will give it back before Shabbos. Okay. You have an aver of having your animal to work. Say, no problem. The goy promises they will do any work. We don't trust the goy is going to keep that condition. You can make an arrangement that he has to return before Shabbos. Okay, now. Let's say he lent it or rented it to the goy, made it tonight. So you did yours. You said the rental ends, I must have it back before Shabbos. And now the goy didn't return it. So in that situation, you have no choice. The only solution is going to be to make the animal not yours anymore. So you mafker it. Now, you're afraid that being mafker it, the goy is not stupid. He says, the rabbi got up at shul and he said, my animal's hefker. I'm not returning the animal. So we're going to be mekel on lahem. You say it privately. You declare to your walls that the animal is hefker. Good. So you've done your hefker.
We all have carrots?
Well, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what status it has. Now, we're only going to be matter this because the Jew did his of making the condition that the goy has to return it before Shabbos, and the goy now is against the arrangement, against the will of the Jew, is holding it against the Jew's will. So we're going to make this leniency and allow him to do hefker like this. So this will solve the issur d'oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us why that's a language, because it could be midrabanan and it would still be problematic, but in these circumstances, at least we'll be able to solve the d'oraisa.
Here in the Mechab, it doesn't say be no fein asmo. That he says publicly?
What? I'm sorry?
The second part.
Also it means also be no fein asmo, yeah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with the problem that how does it work? You need a kinyan, you need a maisa hakno, there's problems over here. See, the Mishnah Berurah brings one sheet that says you have to actually tell him that you're doing it. It's an animal that you don't mind losing, I guess you can tell him you're doing it. It's an eitzah tovah for the Jew. It's not that it must be private. It can even be private. So the Mishnah Berurah will make two sheetahs by the Pemti Kanuya. One will say that you could also do it privately. One says, no, you have to do it over there, not even publicly. You have to do it straight to the goy.
Well, the way he said it, it seems that he does it properly because it's protecting him.
It's a financial issue.
This goy is smart. He knows about hefker, right?
I understand, right.
If he hears it, then he's going to keep it. But if he's smart enough to know about hefker, he's also smart enough to know that this Jew is doing this Beinove and Smoke, so I'm going to keep it.
How could he prove it? What court would accept that? Not a Jewish court. And I don't think a secular court would either.
Okay.
But why would he be even Issa Deraisa? It was an oinus. I mean, the guy didn't return it. It's not his fault. What should he have done? What could he do? He said to guys explicitly, I want to return. The guy is a gazlan, so why is it different than any other gazela? If the guy came into his property and he took the animal out,
also
and he
worked with... It's also a problem. Your animal's working on Shabbos.
But so what should I do?
After your animal.
At the risk of losing it? You're going to have to...
Yeah, but this is the racer.
But that's Baruch's point, though.
But
why is there an Isser if it's bonus?
I understand.
Stop. This Aveira is an Aveira that you're over, but Meshev Al Tansa. It's not an Aveira you do Bukum Basit. If my animal's working, I have to stop the animal. This is working with the animal. She said, I didn't work the animal. It's against my control. But over here, the problem is the other way around. Your animal's working. You have to take the steps to stop that. So normally the steps are you go to the animal and say, stop! The animal stops. Over here, the steps you're going to take is be after it, because you can't stop it. Right? But the veri is the veri b'shem al-tasa.
Yeah.
Sitting there and doing nothing, you're over the veri. So it's very hard to get a status of an oinus when it's b'shem al-tasa. Most cases of oinus are b'kumba se. You know, the veri is b'kumba se, you know, so I'm put in a situation where I can't prevent that from happening. But over here... doing nothing is no good. So I'm doing nothing because, you know, they're holding my hands. So that's not true. In fact, as long as I can find some way to not do nothing, I'm okay to do that.
So you have a very smart animal that decides to go out and plow on its own Shabbos, so you should be after it.
Or stop it.
If you can.
Right. Now, Zatra Mo.
I see, it's hard for me to understand that. If in the, let's take this case off.
Let's leave the boy out for a second. Let's say my animal goes out against my animal goes out against my will. The animal goes out against the will, like law of this case, right?
Okay.
It starts working.
Right.
This animal he's been trained very well to work. Gets up every morning, goes out to work. I'm not such a big sadik that my animal that rests on its own on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. The animal gets up, puts on the halter itself. You have the contraption there in the thing. You walk under it, falls down.
Can make a fortune with that.
Right? You know, it just goes out and starts plowing. So I have to stop it. So it's not my fault. The animal's plowing. But you can't have your animal working on Shabbos. So you have to stop your animal. So the animal says to you and goes, moo. It keeps plowing. So what do you do? You have to stop it.
You can't warm up.
So how do you stop? You grab the animal and you pull it.
Yeah, and if you can't do that, you'll be after your animal. You're not potter. Well, it's not my fault. Mm. Right? You know, it's an aveir, which if you do nothing, you're over the aveir.
How
do you know that? Interesting. Okay. Now, comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, now, I'll take it a step further. So why are you doing this privately? Because you're afraid somebody's going to take advantage of the situation and be cutting it. So I'm going to give you the halacha is you bona fide hefker requires three people. So do that. But you know what? But nobody has the right to take advantage of your situation. So that this is your kavanah. So anybody who's doing that, so even though it's halachically hefker, the person is taking advantage of it. The person is considered doing a form of taking advantage of the situation. It's a form of avla that he's doing. So that nobody's going to be allowed to take advantage of it.
I'm sorry for dwelling on this, but the requirement of melechas ma'shevis doesn't apply to the animals, only for the humans. That you have to have melechas ma'shevis. I want it to happen. Here, I don't want it to happen. In fact, I don't want my animal to be with this guy.
There is a din of melechas ma'shevis. It actually applies to the animal. The animal has to be doing it knowingly, not you.
Oh, the animal has to.
Right. If I would go trick the animal to do a malacha, it's not where they're doing a malacha, then I wouldn't have it there.
Interesting.
So,
but if the animal has a mind to do the malacha, even though you had nothing to do with it, you are still high.
You have to make sure your animal shows.
Yeah. Okay.
So we shouldn't train our animals.
What?
We should not train our animals.
Probably, you know.
So if the animal was just happened to just be, you know, you forgot to take up right before Shabbos, forgot to take the harness off of it, and was just walking around and incidentally plowing, then that would not be a problem. It was clear that the animal was not trying to work. It was just the process of walking was digging up the field.
Could be, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. So the Zokter Ramah, Badafka Shabbos, Abba Beyamtiv, Ein Adam Meshulba, Al Shvisit Behamtiv Beyamtiv, which Mr. Burr is going to bring, that this is not, this is a big machlokes about this, and he's, the Maaseh Meshulba comes out to be Mafra. Okay. Zokter Meshulba Burr is in Katan Yud. So I want to be masker or to be mashal. So it's also to be lahasker. I feel a beyond reason, even if I give it to him from the beginning of the week. But if I feel above law, and even if it's no schar Shabbos, and I'm giving above law, so the problem is not he's paying me. The problem is my animal's going to work on Shabbos. Okay. Kadesh Yasim. So the language is in order that it's it should do work on Shabbos. That's a strange lotion. I'm not giving it in the order that it should. The problem is that he might do work with it. Okay. So why? Because the person is commanded al shisis behemta. The Sivlaman Yanuch Sharcha Bachamorcha. The Pasuk says that your animal should also rest. Now, Baal Bagab, the Hiskar Behemel and Yehudi, the car you rented it to the goy, and when you rent it to the goy takes over ownership. So now the guy owns it when he rented. No, that's not true. Okay, well, the schiris look on you. But how about the show you sell them until she sells it? Schiris is not considered ownership. The guy doesn't become an owner through renting it. It means it's a Jew's animal, which is working on Shabbos. You must stop your animal from working on Shabbos. Okay. V'yei sharmen to the chumra, I mean the schiris kanya. Okay, however, this, we say, schiris is not considered ownership. Renting is not ownership. That's only over here, the cooler. I'm arguing that it's my animal. Now the guy owns it, rented, yeah. He owns it. Therefore, I'm allowed to have it work. No. What about the other way around? It's the guy's animal, which I rent for Shabbos.
Right.
So now the animal is working. So I don't own it. It's the guy's animal. I'm just renting it. And he said, schiris is not kanya. No. The chumra, we say, that is considered ownership. Schiris kanya. Okay, and you sell socher behema me and Yehudi mitzvah shvisasa. So, either way, whether it's the Jew's animal rented by the goy, we say it's still the Jew's. When it's the goy's animal rented by the Jew, we say now it's the Jew's. So the Jew's always got to be machmer. Menachal hachmer, himen zehu isa deraisa. Okay. So
if you pass the scarce is not Kanya, then there wouldn't be a big problem working with the guy's animal. Other than I'm not talking about this shop, I'm talking about Shisa Behemta.
Right, Shisa Behemta. If it belongs to the guy, there's no problem. Shisa Behemta.
Uh-huh.
So you couldn't actively work with it. That's the sort of makamer.
Right.
But if the animals were doing work, you wouldn't have to stop it because it's not your animal.
Right. And how do we pass it? We don't know.
Because he's saying it's machloikas. So where's the discussion? There's a Gemara like this. The Gemara, it's a Gemara by Metzia in the fourth parak. The Gemara is discussing the Isra of Oynoa, of overcharging. So the Pasuk of Oynoa is always said in context of a sale. Okay? Mechira.
Right.
The Gemara says that, the Mishnah says that it also applies to rentals.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe the servant law doesn't apply to rental. We overcharge to a rental. It's not. Morris says, what do you mean? Skiris is mimkur l'yaymahu. It's a sale for a day. It's lashon l'gamor. Between lashon l'gamor is the Morris saying the way you're supposed to look at a rental, it's a form of acquiring it for a day. So this, once it's a mechira, so there's a din of isra no. The Morris says, I'm like a davar pasha. That's how you're supposed to look at skiris. So that's his argument. If we look at skiris along those lines, that's a form of a mechira. So I sold it to that guy for a day. So that's the argument over here. Well, if I sold it to the goy for a day, it's the goy's. So why shouldn't I have it work? On the other hand, we find other places the more discusses, not like that, the more discusses a case where a master and a soicher, a master is renting out his property to the soicher, who retains the rights for minkana kenya chotzer. I rent out my chotzer to another Jew. Who gets the kinyan chotzer? Is it the master or the soicher? Who has responsibility for certain issues to taken care of in the building? The master or the soicher? What do you mean? It's not my house anymore. That, you know, if the plumbing goes bad while you have it, you know, you bought it for a day. So right now the plumbing maybe went bad. The fuck on you? You know, we don't say that. We say the soicher says it's your house. Take care of the plumbing. Right? So it's not a full bona fide sale. So we're trying to find the balance of how far we take the concept of the sale in regards to these halachos. So that's this. We have one Gemara which says clearly it's considered a sale. That's why the Isser Beinu applies to it. We have another Gemara with Masha. The ownership really belongs still to the master. That's why the master is kind of kinyan chotzer for avedis. The master uses the chotzer for the avedis, not the seich. So we're trying to find that balance. So the guy, we're talking about the rice of Shabbos. So you should be mad. So for the rice, so you have to be mad.
He says down below. He says it's really in Yud. In the Sheretz Yigdil, I guess he says it's nachon because it's really
some most sheep are told it's not kainah, and therefore the goy's animal, which is by you, really mikudin is mutter. Okay.
Lending is definitely not a problem. If you borrow something from a guy, it definitely still is.
Actually, that's not so poshut. There is the Sheet of Kibetzis in Bar Metzia, which says the same way you say Skiris is Mipka Liyayma, you say Shela is Matana Liyayma.
Oh, really?
Right? Same type of a parallel sword. Now, what about this? Misakra me'ena Yehudi, because of Miskira le'ena Yehudi, Sharmimonav Shav. The Jew rented it from a goy, and then went and rented it out to a goy. So if Skiris works, belongs to the Jew, then it also belongs to the goy that he rented it to. If Skiris doesn't work, it belongs to the first goy. So Mimonav Shav, he's okay. V'imkona behema me'ena Yehudi, o'imarka le'ena Yehudi, b'mashicha l'chuda, b'ketzav l'chuda, have yourself in the dinna, zazidu l'chumra, dinna, shishas behema. So now, there's a machloikis, what kinyan works by a goy. So one opinion says that the way you're cut from a goy is only with kesef. One opinion says the way you're cut from a goy is only with mashicha. Yeah. At the raisa level. By Jew, mashicha is the rabbanon and kesef is the raisa. By goy, there's a machloikis of the ikar kinyan by goy is with kesef, or the ikar kinyan made a raisa, so the kinyan is with mashicha. So if it's done only one or the other, I have a suffix, but I own it. So suffix ownership, you have to mark, but not let your animal, which you're not sure if you own me the raisa, suffix with the raisa, you can't let it work on Shabbos. Okay. So the goy promises you that they'll keep it on Shabbos and he won't do any work with it. That nobody allows. Why? Because you can't trust him. Ain't any Yehudi Neman. Omir says not Melo. Omir says he's not scared. Lots of a malacha came in Shibri Shushal. Ayele Shelo Skiris. Lo Nisus Lo Kigano Ayele Zay. You know, the guy is scared that somebody should say, you know, he looks like he's kapta zaganov. No, I'm not. Not kapta zaganov. Mashenk and Beresha, Shemasa, Shechzir, Lelukam, Shabbat. If you make it tonight, he has to return it. So what do you mean? The guy says, yeah, I don't care what you say. What do you mean, I don't care what you say? We have a clear contract. You didn't return it by 5 o'clock in the afternoon Friday. I'll have to call the police on you. You're a ganov. So there he's scared of that. We assume all the hill is into that. Karkola has Shayla, was scared. He's kind of a Shabbat. So I'm come up and Simon Shane, Sif, Sof Gimel. Okay. Now that over there talks about giving an animal to a shepherd to herd it over Shabbos. It says over there they're not really doing any malacha with it. So there you're allowed to give it to him, assuming they don't do any malacha. If meanwhile he decides to pick that sheep to schlep the water thing back from the thing, you're not mechuyev d'chashas he'll do that because that's not what you gave it to him for. So that's not your responsibility. You know, if he does it, after you find out, wow, man, the guy slashed your sheep was great. It slept, you know, 5 barrels of water. He's like, you weren't mechiv the chashish for that, so you didn't do anything wrong.
That's interesting. So, because we said before, it's really totally depending on the das of the animal.
I understand, but the question here is right now, I'm giving the animal to the goy, and I have to take responsibility of the problem which is going to occur when the Shabbos comes. There's no problem. There's going to be a problem. I have to take responsibility for it because you don't normally do work with the herd.
I see.
But over here, the animal was given from a local, so you have to address the issue. Okay, so now in the situation, so you made it tonight that he's returned the animal before Shabbos. He didn't listen to you. The clock is moving toward Shabbos, and he's not coming back. So what should you do? So you have to mafker it. This is a bidiyavet. You can't use this as your chachila plan. You know what? Make no tanayim with the goy. I know he's going to keep it over Shabbos. I didn't make any arrangements. Come Shabbos, I'll be mafkir it. That's my plan. That's not a plan. And not only that, I'm feeling mafkir it, I'll be finished shloisha. Okay? Even if you're going to make a true bona fide, my plan is not to do a hefker ben eliminatzor, which is like, you know, no. It's a real bona fide hefker with three people. So it's a great plan. I give it to the goy. You're asking me, what's your plan to deal with the veira? My plan is to hefker. Right? So what am I doing wrong? No. Shana call your other minute hefker. There's a Marasai issue over here that people won't know that you're after it. Well, it's after three people, like, you know, three people, like everybody knows. Well, eventually. But meanwhile, this guy sees your animal working on Shabbos and say, wow, that's, you know, Ryan goes animals, like, you know, plowing up the field on Shabbos. You know, so that's what they're going to assume. Okay. Now, why don't you do the following? You know. So you sell it to the goy for Shabbos, right? You sell them the business for Shabbos. You sell them to the goy for Shabbos. So sell the animal. If the whole week it says on the back of the thing, Reingold's mobile pets, you know. All of a sudden Shabbos out there, you know, people don't cop that I sold them for Shabbos, you know. Right? It's Reingold's animal working on Shabbos. Okay. That's the Iker assumption. So the Mishra, I'm going to tell you a kula. You can rent it to the goy, and your plan to deal with the problem of Shabbos is that you're going to plan to be mafkir in front of three and then do that. That's mutar lechatchila. You're telling me that there's a problem of marasayin. The kiyum of the shloisha yoidim. We always assume that three people know something, makes it public. Mefarsim amilsa lo yavadei chashada. Okay. So Mishmar says Mishas Tzadkak Epsha Sheyesh Lismachol Devora Sabsim and Devarisham Im Yirtzeh Hashem. So here again, these are the rights that you've addressed. You've addressed this at the rights with being mafkarit. You've been a responsible person. You made a plan. LMI, what? The plan didn't address the potential chashat. You know what? Probabilities it did that too. When you got three people together and you make this announcement, you know, he walks at the shul, you know, three in shtetl, like there wasn't so much news, you know. You know, hear what happened? Ryan was mafkar's behemoth for Shabbos. You're like, that was the big news for Shabbos in the town. Like, you know, like, what else did they talk about? You know. So three people was enough to publicize it in the city.
We have that by Lashon Hara.
Correct. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can do a better than Atzma. Now, Shalzena Mitzvah Shvisa Zakim Shena Shaloik Shekar Hivkira. So you're mafkar. So you took care of the problem. So what's the better than Atzma thing? The law is that hefker to be valid requires it should be done in front of three people. The answer is zel mirabonan. That halacha that hefker requires three people is the kadosh chacham. Even if nobody hears the hefker, if you're mafker, it is hefker. It's a fact. Nobody knows how to take advantage of it. It's not a problem. Now, what's the lomdus? The lomdus of three is like this: that the sort of hefker is you've actually taken the animal out of your possession and made it a status of ownerless. Someone who's ownerless, which on a practical level nobody can take it, is lacking in the act of really making it ownerless. So if I have three people, so one of the three will, two of the people will be Adam, and one will take possession. Right? So I've set up a reality that I'm really honestly serious about this ownerless thing. I've made it available. Which one? I don't do it in front of the three people, but I'm really saying I'm not really really serious about it. Excuse me, I'm not really serious about making it ownerless. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why am I not telling people about it? So you're not really serious. It's not really hefker. So in order to create a bona fide hefker, we come and said you need three people. So, if you're really serious, you're serious. Right? So we say, when we, Minastam, when we don't hear that, we're not sure that you're serious. So now, it doesn't get the halachas of Hefker. Let's say the discussion whether it got to be a field. A field is chayv and trumas and maisers. A field of Hefker is not chayv and trumas and maisers. So the person says, he has a great idea. The night before he does the threshing process, which is chayv and maisers, so he goes into his room and he says, Hefker! Screams at the walls, Hefker, right? Goes and takes all the stuff for himself. Then he says, Kenyan! He solves all his problems, right? Shkoyach. I'm going to say, no, it's not going to work. Because you didn't do it for other people. But over here, that you should save it from the rice. I'll be sorry, I'm going to rice of the Kenyan, the Hefker work. You were a good boy. You rented to him and you made it tonight. You told him that you're serious and the whole thing and everything. You did everything you could. So then, you've well going to say at least address this to the raisa by being after it. Okay. So that is the that. That is approach number one. This is the quote from the Rosh. Now, Zok to the Mishnah Brura, V'ayin Beis Yosef, however, the Beis Yosef brings, Sheesh Pershim Shasarim, the Gam Bekan, Afshud, the Evid, Bein and Dafka Tlosa. No. Three is three, Chavur Masakan. Three, it's three, tough luck. You need three over here. And therefore, you better get three people. While Cain, Tavli, Zorb, Zelda, Chavkila, Im Yesh, Be'ef Shuri, if it's possible to get three people together, you should do so. Okay, or at least get one person to hear about it. Why the rabbi migdoli a person the servant after the rice and hefker ad shefker al kaponim if they adam echad fill if they echad may anche base for dibezet. So somebody has making it available that belongs to anybody who can take it when nobody can take it because nobody knows about it. That's akol b'mafker. So that's their argument. So at least one person. So at least one person you should be able, you should do it in front of.
Right. That's not necessarily more sincere if he's a good friend of yours, right?
And even be your family, he says.
So you may be a member of your family.
That's even better. What kind of Hefker is that?
Right. No, the point. No, these person which I argue you need one, Midoraisa. It's not a question. It's not so much a question of seriousness. It's practical. The definition of Hefker is that that's available for somebody to take. If you haven't made it available. Because nobody knows about it, you haven't really made it after.
Okay.
So I have made it available.
But you tell that to your son. I mean,
he can be kind of. Show him his part. Whether he will or not. Yeah, that, right. But that's a question of.
Could he do that with 2 minutes of mysis too? Could I do that then with that
again,
also?
This is the Risa level we're talking about. I'm not talking about the Rabbanim. You need three people.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about the Risa, you need. We're saying the Risa.
So three people could be three of your sons.
Stop. One step at a time. The first opinion says, Mira Raisa, you can do it all by yourself with nobody there.
Right.
Chama said three.
Okay.
The second opinion says, no, even Mira Raisa, you can't do it by yourself. You need one person.
Okay.
Right? And the Chachamim said that you need three.
Three.
Right. The point over here is saying that the definition of made a rice of Hefker, the act of being mafker something when you have not made it available to anybody is not called being mafker by definition.
Right.
Not whether you're serious or not. So you're the most serious guy in the world.
Yeah.
But that's not the issue. The issue is
you didn't make it Hefker.
You didn't make it Hefker. That's not Hefker.
Okay. Right.
That's the argument of this sheet.
The Rabbanan of Beistin is really has to follow the rules of Beistin, meaning they can't be your relative.
No, it's not a Beistin. It's a din of one kainah and two adim. Can you do it in front of three members of your family? You know, I'm not familiar enough with the sugya to tell you yes or no. But my assumption would be that you probably could, and yeah, that's a loophole which is there. Okay. That's what I would assume.
Everyone's loopholes.
I'm not watching the clock over here.
It's 8 o'clock.
Michael's 8:05, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just okay, fine. Sif cut design. Behemti Kanuya Lena Yehudi. Well, So just, you know, we'll leave some of the Shabbos. Let's say, it's just thing that over here they have, over here on the Mercy of Deer, so they have these wild cases. I have a trained dog. And my dog is trained that he turns on the light for me every morning.
Smart dog?
Yeah, you can train a dog to do that. Right? I have a dog which is trained that when an intruder walks in the middle of the night, he turns on all the lights. Right? So am I allowed to have that arrangement available? So am I allowed to train the dog, which means by definition, Shabbos morning, he's going to turn the lights for me. I'm a chiv to stop him from not doing that. So I really shouldn't train him to do that. So they said in scenario number one, where you're training the dog to turn on the lights. The dog watches Ronald get up in the morning. As soon as he hears Moirani, he runs and turns on the lights. Right? That's you train your dog to do. Right? So that's not a good idea, because you're gonna have a problem with job.
What do you mean? You got the things you put over the ears.
Okay, right. But the case where you're training is for that if a Ganav comes in, you're not going to the question of Ganav is going to come in. So that you have not transgressed your chiyuv of Shisa Behemtoi by training the dog to address Ganovim, if no reason to believe it's going to happen on Shabbos.
Right.
So that Sir Shlomo Zalman said that the case where that's the training is mitzadet, you know, your dog is trained to hit the panic button and call the police, you know, whenever somebody, right? You know,
that's a sakana anyway, isn't it?
Maybe. I guess you have to figure out what the scenario is. Okay,
but break into your house.
But in other words, if it's an ongoing arrangement, which he does regularly, you would have a problem.
A better case is if you trained your dog to take in a newspaper every day, and he takes it on Shabbos too, and normally you have an Erev, but once in a while the Erev is down, and that's when you really want the paper.
It's probably a Durabanan, though. It's probably...
Well, if he had an Erev, Durabanan. But by definition. But over there, again, that's the same type of thing. Because you
don't know that the Erev is going to go down.
Right. The arrangement is, you're not training your animal to do something which is a lack in the Shisa Behemta because he didn't want to, because you're right, he'll rely on the Erev will be there.
Right.
So then when he does it, you know, if you can stop him, you have to stop him. I mean, you shouldn't let him out. But
you don't want to jump out of bed in the cold. It's snowing out.